Studio 360.
This is the place. In the northwest of England, it's ace, it's the best, and the songs that we sing from the stands from our band set the whole planet shaking.
I'm Kurt Anderson, and that is a writer named Tony Walsh reading his poem, This Is the Place, reading it at a vigil on Tuesday in Manchester, England, his hometown. The night before, the jihadist suicide bomber had walked into the Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena, detonating himself, killing 22 other people, many of them young girls. One was 8 years old. Unfathomable. There's something about targeting a concert in Manchester that makes this act of terror somehow even more horrific, more clash of civilizations sinister. Manchester is a city that has produced many, many great bands over the last 50 years, such as Herman's Hermits. The Buzzcocks. The Smiths. New Order. And Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody.
All those bands started playing in Manchester. Young people would shuffle into venues, and before long the bands got popular enough to end up on the Breakfast Club soundtrack or played at your prom. Manchester's the kind of place, if you're somebody like Eve Barlow, where you could go off to college to become a lawyer, but then find out that all the bands playing in the city are a lot more interesting than contract law.
My mind was kind of elsewhere the entire time I was there. I was just always out at shows and learning about as much music as I could whenever possible. And it's kind of part of the reason why you go to Manchester, because the musical heritage of Manchester is really, you know, part of the global fabric.
Barlow managed to get her law degree, but instead of practicing law, she became a music journalist. And she just published an article in The Telegraph about how, as somebody who went to so many concerts in Manchester as a teenager, the horror was hitting her.
I think what people are trying to wrap their heads around in terms of the Ariana Grande audience is that it's largely an audience of teens and of, you know, the LGBTQ community, and both communities really do turn to pop music for some kind of salvation and community, and
right.
A pop concert is somewhere where they can actually feel total joy and security and safety and escape, basically, for a couple of hours. And it's really unfathomable to think that that's now a space where that isn't, you know, that isn't safe for that, and that it's now under threat. And I think that was one of the things that so immediately struck me, is that teenage pop fans who are largely female and members of the queer community have enough to be fearful of in this world without having to be afraid to go and watch their favorite pop star sing their favorite pop songs with a bunch of their friends.
Right. One imagines, and as the father of daughters, I imagine some of these teenage girls going to their first concert and being out alone for the first time and having that independence, and then this terror happens, makes it even more awful to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all know what it was to go to our first concert and how preparing for that process is. You're waiting for it to come around for months and thinking about how you're going to get there and no parent who is deciding whether or not to let their kid go to a concert is thinking about that level of consequence. And unfortunately, now that's become a factor that will be hard to ignore. But right. I think the point is that we have to give young girls credit, and they're incredibly resilient human beings, and as adults, we should respect that and be incredibly resilient for them as well on their behalf.
Well said. The novelist Howard Jacobson, who's from Manchester, wrote in the New York Times that Manchester, quote, is a city possessed of a rare vigor, and a music arena lies close to the heart of that vigor. It sounds like from your experience in Manchester that you agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. Hits the nail on the head. Yeah, totally. Manchester is music. You know, they're married to each other. And I don't think Manchester is also a city of defiance that has been through a lot. You know, certainly I remember the IRA bombings in 1996 when I was a kid, and watching that unfold on TV, and the city, you know, how it recovered. It's just, it's phenomenal walking around that part of Manchester now and seeing it thrive, and seeing how they react when faced with such atrocities. And yeah, I think similarly, you know, Manchester has too much music in its blood to not continue to fill its venues every single night of the week with the most exciting, thrilling experiences you could ever have. And I know that people in Manchester tonight will go out seeking for the night of their lives. Like, they'll do it. They'll do it every night, because that's just who the people of Manchester are.
Soft targets is a term we hear a lot these days, as opposed to hard targets, which are things like government buildings and military installations where security levels are high. Soft targets are places that are filled with ordinary people enjoying life, the opposite of being on guard, people relaxing in movie theaters and sports events and at music venues. Remember, it was also a music hall and some nearby cafes where dozens of people were killed in the Paris attacks a year and a half ago. It was after that awful night that I spoke with Rafia Zakaria, who's a Pakistani-American journalist who was then writing for Al Jazeera America. She said that in Paris, the terrorists had decided to target fun, which at first seems like a trivial thing, but she says that fun is essential to the soul of any city.
When you eviscerate fun, and when you do it in a way that is so visible and hence traumatizes not simply the people who are there, but all the rest of us who are watching this, you say that that part of human existence does not have the justification to exist. Fun is a delicate thing, and you can create secure environments, but they are likely no longer spontaneous or fun, because once fun is tainted by paranoia, it's no longer the same thing.
For a while, Manchester won't be the same either, but people will go to concerts again. They will go out seeking fun and culture and living life. Of course they will.
Because this is a place that has been through some hard times. Oppressions, recessions, depressions and dark times. But we keep fighting back with Greater Manchester spirit, northern grit, northern wit and Greater Manchester lyrics in these hard times again. And there's hard times again. There's hard times again in these streets of our city. But we won't take defeat, and we don't want your pity, because this is the place where we stand strong together with a smile on our face, Mancunians forever.